Patriots fans, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Garoppolo, and I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Let's dominate! Dominate on three! One, two, three! Dominate!
How about this defense on the road in Denver? Look how excited they are.
Devin McCourty comes over and lays out Demaryius Thomas, breaking up the pass.
Oh, that's a good
one. Way to bring it down. Nice job, baby.
No, I told you he's good.
Knee down, has the snap, swing of the right leg, kick driven to the uprights, and the kick is good.
You know, I try not to get too high or too low. I work hard. I try to show up and do my job, make no excuses, be accountable for when I screw up, and I think that the team realizes that.
Hi, can I get a medium black, one sweet and low, please?
I would say if you drink coffee, then there's no reason for you not to use this program and get money off your season tickets.
It's free money.
It's a touchdown to give the Jets the lead.
All the games against the Jets have been tough. The overtime games, the 1-2, 3-point games. That was the last possession game. Yeah, that's basically the way it is with the Jets.
For a record-setting eighth time, the Patriots are champs of the AFC East. And for a seventh straight year, the Pats have earned their first-round playoff bye. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Bob Soucy, filling in for Steve Burton, wishing you and yours a very happy holiday season. New England's win over Denver clinched the eighth consecutive division crown for the Pats, breaking a record set by the L.A. Rams in the mid-70s. If the season ended today, they'd be the number one seed in the conference. But we all know there are two games left, and the Patriots will need a win over the Jets on Saturday to keep pace. We'll look at the challenges of playing the Jets on a short week, but before we do, let's look back at the sights and sounds of the victory over the Broncos.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
We said it in our circle, man. It's a grown man day. You take the field, you're a grown man. We got to dominate these boys.
Let's dominate!
Dominate on three! One, two, three!
Dominate!
Sails toward Norwood, runs up on the fair catch, called for, and he muffs it. The ball's out of the turn.
We got it.
That's what I'm talking about. Nice job. Nice job.
The swing of the right leg, the kick driven to the uprights, and Gostkowski's kick is good.
And I really like it. I like the way it looked. I like the way you guys came off the football.
Takes the step. He's looking left. He's throwing it for Sanders. Back shoulder. Picks off.
I don't know how this football got to the post corner.
He's got that.
Give the blood.
And is it good to come into Mile High Stadium with the running game?
He said come and raise me the tackle. I know. Turn and knock it off. You understand what I'm saying?
You overcome a little adversity. We take a sack, okay? And we get the penalty. We came over, take a lot of adversity in that deal. That's what we got to do. That's the kind of game this is going to be. Chop the wood.
Let's go, D. Let's go.
How about this defense?
Simeon dropping back a lot of time against a three-man rush. Now he goes down as Flowers fights to the quarterback.
Good job on the backside. Good push in the middle. He's got nowhere to go. He just ran over. Got the ball. Keep grinding it out. There's a point in every game. And every game where you can seize the game. And this may be that point right here.
at six. Brady stands in. There's pressure from the blind side. Throws it down the left seam. Catch by Edelman. Just over the outstretched hand of Darian Stewart.
Oh my
and
gosh.
A first down for the Patriots at the Bronco 28. Gostkowski two for two, and the Patriots have made this a two-possession difference.
Positive yards on every play on that drive. Every play. Yeah. So
keep it up.
That's it. We'll wear them down. Just keep grinding it out.
And the ball's not incomplete.
How about this defense on the road in Denver? Look how excited they are.
I think we need about five more like that.
Devin McCourty comes over.
Yeah,
and
plays
out to Demaryius Thomas, breaking up the pass.
Nice job,
baby.
That's it, man.
Yup. I told you we good. That's what I'm talking about, fella.
Hey, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Good one.
Little baby. Oh, love it. That was tough. That was tough.
Woo! Yep. Congratulations.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Man, T-shirt.
Oh.
Nice job.
Way to go.
Great job. Nice job. Malcolm, way to go, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You look good in that hat.
Yeah.
Come on,
I've never had one of these before.
Get your hat.
That's good.
Way to go, baby. That was awesome. Big time. That's
big
right.
Time. Good job, man.
Way to go, man. Yeah.
All right, man. Great. That's a great job today. Wasn't perfect, but we played the game the way we wanted to play it, and that's a good start. Turn the ball over defensively, taking advantage of that offensively, making plays in the kicking game. Good complimentary football all the way around. It's a great job. All right, quick turnaround here. Quick turnaround again. Guys did a great job last week now coming off that Baltimore game. We've got to do another short week here. All right, this week with the Jets. You earned it. You earned it. Congratulations, man.
You can't buy these. You got to earn these.
But these fellas, these moments, man, we can't take them for granted. Ah, how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
Oh, yeah.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach, here we are after another win. That's eight in a row. That's a record. Not only an important record, but a hat and T-shirt game for you guys. You seal up the AFC East, and I'm in that locker room afterwards, and I see guys like Chris Hogan, Martellus Bennett, Chris Long. How important is it for those type of guys to accept and understand what you guys have accomplished?
Well, it's great. They bring us kind of that extra level of veteran energy, guys that haven't experienced it but are veteran players that have played in the league and just haven't had the same opportunity. Some of our guys have had it multiple years, as you referenced. But, no, it's great to have those guys and the enthusiasm and energy that they bring, even though they've been in the league like Chris Long has for a long time.
All right, I talked to Tom after the game, and he said, you know, it's kind of the way we used to win games around here 13, 14 years ago. And he said, that's kind of neat. The execution standpoint offensively, not a lot of fireworks, not a lot of reverses, not a lot of deep play fakes or Brady in the pocket hanging on to the ball. The thought process going in, get the ball out as quick as you can, and let's get Deion Lewis into this game. And what was the process or the thought process of the quicker running back instead of a guy like LeGarrette Blount?
All right, well, we have confidence in all our backs. They've all given us good production. Look, they're a good defense offensively. We just got to do a better job and just have more production. Just move the ball, score more points. I don't know if that's going to be enough to win every week. We got to do a better job than that all the way across the board. So we had a good game defensively, and that was enough. But realistically, it's hard to hold teams to 3 points in this league.
And also Deion Lewis, too. You look at a guy and you don't say, boy, that's a between-the-tackles guy. You've had guys like Kevin Faulk here in the past, Danny Woodhead, who was pretty good. Sort of that jump guy. Get up to the line of scrimmage, jump one way, and then try to find 4 or 5 yards. And Deion did a heck of a job at that on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you run the same play with Deion that you run with LG. It looks a lot different. It's really the same blocking. It's the same reads. It's the same everything. But they just have dramatically different running styles. Both have been very effective, and They both can produce a lot of yards, but it's just different. I think it's different for the defense. And so, you know, we'll continue to use those guys plus James White. And, you know, we have, you know, multiple guys that give us production from that position.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Hat and T-shirt day, huh? All right.
We'll look back at some of the hat and T-shirt celebrations during the Patriots' record-breaking divisional run. And later, learn about a unique reward program to help you save money on your season tickets.
I think right around now I'm like $1,300, a little over $1,300 of credit this year.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
I'm Chris Hogan. I'd like to wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dante Hightower, and Merry Christmas.
That T-shirt day, huh? All right. Another one.
Great. Good ahead, boy.
All right.
You see it. You see it.
Now, how do we feel about a hat and T-shirt and a victory Monday?
Oh, yeah!
Merry Christmas. Holy cow.
Light. Here you go, buddy.
That's the only thing I asked Santa for this year.
Yeah! Hey, we got our hat and T-shirt, and now we get to spend the holidays together as a family, baby. Good win, fellas. Team on three, 1, 2, 3,
one step along the way. You know what, Nate? I know you don't know what a hat and T-shirt is, but
first
now,
time ever.
Now you get to see, buddy.
Here you go, man. Let's go.
Big one.
Come on, man.
Big one.
Let's go. How about that?
My hat accident. How do we feel about a hat and T-shirt?
Oh, yeah!
There we go, baby.
That was tough.
AFC East, step one. What do we think about winning the AFC East?
Oh, yeah!
There you go, baby.
Hat T-shirt!
Congratulations for the AFC East Championship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Congratulations, AFC East Champs. We'll see you Wednesday.
We've had a lot of success around here, but you can never take it for granted. How do we feel about our AFC East Championship?
Oh, yeah!
Pretty interesting to see some of those locker room scenes from the past and some of the faces on those division-winning teams. Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. After an emotional Rocky Mountain win in Denver, our Dan Roach tells us that while the stakes are the same, the challenges will be different this week.
For the fourth time in the last 16 seasons, the Patriots sit atop the AFC East.
They were able to check off some important items on their 2016 wish list as the Patriots left Denver with a first-round bye and a record-setting eighth straight AFC East title. The Patriots still have one major goal to accomplish, though, a first overall playoff seed and the home field advantage all the way through that comes with it.
Huge sense of urgency. I mean, it's kind of like we were in the same position last year. Same opponents, you know, last 2 weeks of the season.
Touchdown, Decker. Victory for the Jets.
Last year, whatever we thought of how good a position we were in and blah, 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 the season didn't end the way we wanted to.
Firing left of the end zone, catch by Parker, touchdown Miami.
We always talk about past games last year. The biggest thing is learning from those experiences.
Another challenge this week, it's a short week with a Saturday game, with the Christmas holiday right in the middle.
It's pretty simple being embedded in this culture. You just keep your head down, ignore the noise, and prepare for the next game.
Now, how about a stat for the week? After Sunday's win in Denver, Bill Belichick now has an NFL record 7 straight 12-win seasons. Overall, he has 11. The next closest in NFL history, Don Shula with 8. Think about that. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, joined now by Patriots place kicker Stephen Gostkowski in his 11th season and recently receiving yet another cap, Stephen. 10 AFC championships in the division for you, 10 playoff appearances in 11 seasons. I guess it never gets old. How do you not take it for granted? How much do you appreciate every one of those titles, including this latest crown?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, we've been spoiled around here. It's first of all, it's a great achievement, and blessed and honored to be part of something so cool. And, you know, it definitely never gets old. And, you know, they say every year, you know, this could end at some point. So we just try to take advantage of the opportunities. And to make the playoffs and to win the division is very exciting. And it's the season's a grind, and it's nice to have some goals along the way to hit. And it's just, it's a dream come true to have a chance in the playoffs almost every year. You know, I couldn't have been put in a better situation.
Last year in Denver, through the first half of this season, you went through an uncharacteristic stretch. Yet the support of your teammates never wavered during that period. How important was that to you?
I mean, we're on a good team. We have great teammates. You know, I wish I could play my best every week. That just wasn't the case. You know, I try not to get too high or too low. You know, everyone goes through some ups and downs. I don't know how else to say it. But the team's always been good. I mean, I work hard. I try to show up and do my job, make no excuses, be accountable for when I screw up. And I think that the team realizes that. And, you know, a team isn't a group of guys who just throw you out to the woodshed when you stink. A team is a team that you win and lose together. And I think that's one of the reasons why we are so good is the minute things go bad, we don't start doing the finger-pointing game. And, you know, Coach Belichick make sure that we're all on the same page. And no one wants to win more than the guys on the field. And that's just kind of how it goes.
It's also not easy balancing all the activities this time of the year. This is the Yuletide season, and you guys have to play a Christmas Eve matinee. You're a family man. You've got a young family, a growing family as we speak. Welcome to baby within the last year. What's Christmas Eve playing on that day mean to you to go out and kick for the Patriots, then have the opportunity to celebrate a special holiday with your family?
I think it's pretty awesome to play on Christmas Eve. We're home, which is even better. I mean, thank you, the NFL, for giving us that. You know, I think there would be a nice present to beat the Jets and then to go home and hang out with the family. I mean, luckily, we're not playing on Christmas Day. Get to wake up, watch my kids open up Santa's presents, which will be great. You know, it's such a blessing and an opportunity. Nothing, can't take anything for granted. To be in the NFL, to be in my 11th year, you got to cherish the moments, and it's easy to put everything aside for the game. I mean, you get to play once a week. You got to find yourself mentally and physically prepared to play. And then, you know, you hopefully play well, you win, and you get to enjoy everything else. So we're definitely looking forward to the challenge. And I think Coach Belichick does a great job of not letting outside noise get in as far as holidays and stuff like that. I mean, we can enjoy it, but we have a job to do first.
Well, like St. Nick, sporting a beard these days. Keep wearing it well. Keep swinging it well.
Thank you.
Stephen, thanks so much for your time. All the best to you. Stephen Gostkowski, more Patriots All Access right after this.
Hi, I'm Deion Lewis, and I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Chris Long of the New England Patriots. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick returns, and we talk about the New York Jets. Another short week for you guys playing a Saturday afternoon. 5 weeks ago, sort of a rock fight. Do you have to tell the team anything? Do you key up the tape to tell them how tough that game was and what you have in store coming on Saturday?
Well, all the games against the Jets have been tough. The overtime games, the 1-2-3-point games, that was a last possession game. So that's basically the way it is with the Jets. I think the thing that's different for us this time is the players that have emerged with the Jets in the last few weeks. Anderson, Powell, Petty on offense, Jenkins at tight end. They haven't had a lot of production out of that position, and they're starting to get some now. And it's the players that they're using in the secondary and outside linebacker, it looks like they're getting a little healthier, getting some of these guys back. So I'll have to be ready for multiple players on defense at those positions, and offensively, an explosive offense to begin with that now is becoming more explosive with, as I said, Anderson, Powell, Jenkins, Petty. Those guys are all making big plays now, too. So we have a lot to stop.
All right, time now for your favorite part of the show. It's the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Louie in Malden. Wants to ask about Michael Floyd. What's the biggest challenge with 3 weeks left in the season to get this guy up and going? Is it one receiver spot? Is it two receiver spots? Or does he have to learn across the board?
Well, I'd say it's really three things. One is knowing the offense. Two is timing with the quarterback. And three is adjustments on routes. If we get rolled coverage or if we get blitz coverage and that kind of thing, what route does he run? What depth? How quickly do we break it off? How quickly do we adjust it and so forth? And just trying to, you know, get that right, those adjustments, as well as just basic timing with the quarterback and making sure assignment-wise that we're running the proper route that complements the other routes on that play.
Sort of like Hogan 2 weeks ago saw something against Baltimore, threw the hand up and ran down, caught a touchdown.
Right. Yeah, you hope that you're able to do those things as quickly as possible, and things like that are kind of instinctive to a receiver. You know, nobody down there, just go deep. But,
right.
You know, sometimes there's those crossing patterns. When do you slow down? When do you slow down in an opening? When do you speed up to get to the other side of the linebacker? And that all depends on where the other guy's coming from. Is there somebody behind you, or are they coming from the other side or whatnot? So those are, you know, those are the kind of things that, you know, every receiver would have to work through.
All right, Coach, good stuff. If you want to ask Coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Bellis Trader with the Jets, what are you going to look at?
Well, we'll definitely see Powell and Anderson. Those guys have had some very productive games.
So they've been there forever, right? All right, more Patriots All Access right after this, and then we got the Bellis Trader for you.
Coming up on All Access.
Coach Belichick reintroduces us to a wounded New York Jets team on the Bellis Trader.
This guy's been a real spark for him the last few weeks in terms of his playmaking ability.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I'm Patrick Chung, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm James White, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
During this holiday season, most of us are interested in saving some money. For Patriots fans, we introduce you to a program that will do just that.
The Patriots are the first sports team in the world to offer its season ticket members this unique program to earn money towards their season tickets. It's called Patriots 365, and it's incredibly simple. All a season ticket member needs to do is to sign up and spend with any of the Patriots 365 partners. Every time they spend, they earn credit towards their tickets. Partners currently paired with the program are Dunkin' Donuts, Uber, and Papa Gino's, with more coming.
Hey, can I get a medium black, one sweet and low, please?
When I found out about the 365 program, I'm kind of one of the people who go out to breakfast every day. When the Patriots come up with this program, I thought, well, why spend $8 a day over here having breakfast when I can go across the street and have breakfast at Dunkin' Donuts and also earn money towards my season tickets.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You too.
Thank you.
It's so easy. It's simple. I mean, I travel for work, so I use Uber. It's just a good way to get paid back. You know, I love the Patriots, so when I get my Patriots bill next year, it'll be 25% off. It's a win-win for everybody.
How you doing?
Good.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Hello, Argentina.
Hi. Can I get a medium black one sweet and roll, please? We just keep buying coffees, which is what we do anyway, and get money off of our season tickets.
Just with the Dunkin' Donuts piece, I was able to get about $400 off my season tickets for this year. And then this year to date now with Uber involved and with me sort of coaxing my friends to be more involved with Dunkin' Donuts and help me out in the partner sharing program of it, I'm up over $700-$800 now for my tickets for next year.
So I think right around now I'm like $1,300, a little over $1,300 of credits this year.
With Patriots 365, I've been able to get approximately $1,700 off of our season tickets.
Thank you. You too.
I would say if you drink coffee and you do this every day, then there's no reason for you not to use this program and get money off your season tickets.
It's free money off going to see the greatest football team ever.
Throws deep down the right side for Hogan. Behind the defense. Reels it in. He's gone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Woo! How about that?
You can't say no to that.
To learn more about this innovative program, now open exclusively to season ticket members and waitlist members, visit Patriots365.com. Sign up and start earning.
I'm Rob Gronkowski, and I want to wish all of you a happy holiday season.
Hi, I'm Jordan Richards. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Hey, what's up? It's Turf brought to you by Gillette at Zoe. It's 4-8.
What's up, everybody? It's Jets week. Let's get fired up.
Jets week.
Yeah. God, they're terrible this year.
We're not going to talk about the Jets.
Talk about the Pats and their offensive line and their running game.
Running game. What is the one thing that is consistent up front with the running game?
Five guys starting every game.
Same five guys. Offensive
and
line.
And Dante Starnecki, that's key too, man. He's made a big difference. So let's talk about the running game in the back overall.
So I'm blunt.
All right, you be blunt. Here's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be Tooney as the left guard. And your favorite play that you like is the tray or the counter?
Tray, counter, drop step. Meaning I'm coming one way, going back the other.
Okay, I'm going to be tutor, so I'm going to pull to the right. So you give your counter step to the left, and I'll show you what people highlight a lot. Okay, which is tough to do.
I'm so going left.
Coming up, and here is his lead blocker. So as soon as he comes up, you got tackle down, you got guard down, you got tight end down.
What am I watching?
And as soon as I find a block, he's gone. They do a great job. Same with Shaq Mason, does a good job getting out of his stance and pulling. And then also you got Deion Lewis and you got James White, but Deion Lewis specifically.
Two other guys, James White, Deion Lewis. James White's kind of a tweener, but here's Deion Lewis. Deion Lewis usually sets at about 6 yards. LeGarrette Blount back here at about seven and a half, because he wants to get a look and get going. But if I'm Deion Lewis, what am I? I get the ball, I come up, I'm right here. What are we looking at? Jump cut. The jump cut. The good old Danny Woodhead jump cut. That's how he gets his yards.
You know what he can't do, though?
What?
He can't fly like the Jets, baby.
J-E-T-S.
Jets, Jets, Jets.
He went to Colorado.
I'm so dumb.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for what you've been waiting for, the Belustrator. We're going to get a good look inside as to how Coach teaches this team. A little offense, a little defense. New York Jets, they're back again. We know this team.
Well, we've talked an awful lot about Forte and before the first game. Powell, number 29, has kind of become the lead back. And Here he is in the San Francisco game in overtime. This is a game-winning score, but very good run here by Powell. He's got good quickness. He's got a good burst through the line of scrimmage. Runs hard, good balance, and you can see right here in the secondary, he's able to just run through that crease, get his pads down, finish in the end zone, and win the game against the 49ers.
He's been doing this for years. He really has. I mean, it's the same guy, you know, good pad level, turns the legs.
And an excellent receiver. 53 catches this year. He's third in the league in receiving for backs. And again, takes a little nothing play out here. 1 yard gain, maybe if that. Breaks a tackle, slips a couple guys, and turns it into a 15 yard run. Very good quickness, balance, gets turned north and south in a hurry. He gets upfield and gets a lot of positive yardage. This guy's been a real spark for him the last few weeks in terms of his playmaking ability and being able to give the Jets some big plays.
It seems like some of the ineffectiveness of the quarterbacks, they seem to go to the checkdowns probably more, right?
Yeah, or screens.
Sure.
And this is Robbie Anderson here in the outside position. The 49ers coming here with a three-man rush, and they're dropping pretty deep into coverage. Petty steps up in the pocket. Lets it go. Tight coverage. Really, San Francisco's in pretty good shape here. Have a chance to make this play. You can just watch Anderson go up and take the ball away from the defense and put it on the 5 yard line there. So another 50 yard play on a play that looks like it isn't going to be a very good one. Anderson, you know, goes up there and makes it.
Here we go. Nine guys up.
The Jets are a good pass rush team here. It starts with Williams outside. This is Jenkins getting underneath this play-action pass with the tight end coming back to flash block. So Jenkins, you know, flushes Kaepernick out. Here's Leonard Williams right there to make the play. Williams has had a great year for him, rushing a passer, stopping the run, batting down balls. This is one of the top defensive linemen in the league. We see him here out of defensive end, but he also plays in a three technique and also on the nose. So very versatile guy. Guy we got to do a good job blocking, but it's hard to find him because they move him around.
Absolutely. Big active front, too. A lot of money spent up front.
Yeah. Here's a run play again. It's a tough team to run against. So it's Wilkerson, Simon, and here's Williams again. Williams really makes the play on this by knocking the guard back and trying to force the ball back inside. Wilkerson has so much penetration inside that then it ends up bouncing and now it bounces right to Williams. So, not much here for the back to work with. You know, we've got guys that are unblocked. Lyman getting knocked back. Very good run defense. That's a tough group.
Hard to believe 14, 15 weeks have gone by. Merry Christmas to you, Coach. Big game tomorrow. Go get them against the Jets.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Hey, they got some sales at the Bass Pro Shop down there, too, if you want to get some stuff. All right, there you go. There's your Bell Illustrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The Empowerment Plan employs homeless individuals, then trains them to create a unique winter coat for individuals with either no or limited shelter during the winter months. The coats convert into an easily transportable sleeping bag. At the request of many of our fans, this year we're inviting Patriots fans to join us in this worthwhile effort.
Good for when you go outside, right here.
Patriots fans, this year you have the opportunity to join us in our mission to spread warmth during the upcoming cold months to those in our community who need it.
It's simple to make a contribution online. Go to patriots.com/empowerment plan and join the Patriots organization in donating to this worthy cause.
Let's get these coats to many folks who really need them this winter. Join us in making a difference in our community.
And welcome back to Patriots All Access, and welcome back into the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Paul Prill and Mike Reese. Guys, you get the minor league call-up today.
Steve, big leaguer.
Good to be with you. Good to be good with for you. The Patriots to get another win in Denver, and they really relied on the defense to do it. How important was that?
They did. I thought the turnover-free aspect of it was what stood out to me. You know, I mean, they get three turnovers in the game defensively, and then offensively they didn't make that mistake, and you win the turnover battle 3-0, good chance that you can win.
Yeah, what really sticks out to me is it was kind of like an old-school kind of win. You know, back in 03, 01, 03, 04, you used to get, field position was a big part of the game, some conservative play, make sure that you don't make the mistakes, and you allow the other team the opportunity to do that, and then you take advantage. And then once you get that lead, it's over. That's what struck me, Mike. When it was 10-3 at the half, I felt like they had a three-score lead. I felt like the game was in hand, and I haven't really felt like that about the Patriots probably in the better part of a decade.
Especially in Denver, right,
yeah,
where
absolutely.
Crazy things happen. And, I mean, they have turned the corner, per se. And Dante Hightower told me that it was the San Francisco week, November 20th. That week, he really felt like they started to turn things around. Now, you can look at it and say, well, what offenses have they played? You know, San Francisco, the Jets, the Rams, the Ravens, and now, you know, this most recent game against Denver, their offense struggling. But I think you look at it less about that and more about how they've come together personnel-wise. Shea McClellan, Kyle Van Noy at linebacker, Bill Belichick mentioning those two guys in different roles since that time. Eric Rowe at corner doing a little more than he was early in the year. They found their guys, and they've been able to build on that.
And I'll add in Trey Flowers to a bigger role as a pass rusher. And I think the guys up front, I think they're being helped a little bit by the secondary being better, and they're getting a little bit more time to get there. But I think the pressure you're starting to see increase a little bit.
All right, so as roles are developing and evolving on defense, a role yet to be defined on offense is that of the new wide receiver, Michael Floyd. Patriots signed him somewhat controversially because of his exit in Arizona after a DUI arrest. Some disturbing video came out this week after the Patriots had acquired him. We haven't had a chance to talk about it because we taped before that acquisition last week. What were your initial impressions, and have they changed since based on what we've seen?
I'll lead it off here. I mean, I think from a pure look at it from two different perspectives, football and then the off-field stuff. From a football perspective, I mean, they've been thin at receiver all year. We've talked about it all year. They kept just four receivers on their 53-man roster. You lose your number four, Danny Amendola, you need help there. So that's the football side of it. The video side of it and the DUI side of it, to me, it's every team is going to have like a certain tolerance level for different things. The Patriots, this has not been something that has deterred them before. Alan Branch, Alfonso Dennard, others. It's not domestic violence. It's not guns. To me, those are the non-negotiables for this team. And so, personally, when I looked at it, it didn't surprise me that they went forward with a talented player like this.
Yeah, I agree with Mike. And I do look at it as more of an insurance policy kind of thing. But, you know, I'm also intrigued a little bit from the football side by the size. And I wonder, maybe red zone, maybe some small package of plays that you might be able to use for him. But to me, I'm with Mike. I think it's more of an insurance kind of thing. If you lose one of those three guys, then maybe that affects the way you're game planning and you're playing offense.
Now the Patriots get set for the Jets week 16. What a difference a year makes. What's left of the Jets? What do we make of this game?
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot left there. And I don't think there's a lot in the tank in terms of effort based on what I've seen the last few weeks. I think defensively, that you know, up front especially, I think it's been disappointing. The locker room seems to be a little bit in disarray. It's kind of a typical Jets season, if we're going to be frank about it.
This week, guys, to me, is not about the Jets. It's about the Patriots. It's totally a holiday great. Week. Let's see how mentally they handle that in a game they should win. Can they get on this team early and bury them? That's what I want to
see. So they're favorites.
Yeah.
How does it turn out?
31-13-ish, you know. Maybe there's a little bit of sluggishness early on, but I just don't see the Patriots falling into that trap.
I want to see if this offense can get it going a little bit. I was interested to hear Tom Brady say that he feels like they're still trying to find out what they can do without Rob Gronkowski as they move forward. I think they get it going, 33-10.
Guys, thanks for having me.
All right, Steve. I mean, Bob.
Paul. No, Paul, Mike. Guys, have a wonderful holiday season.
You
and yours as well. For Paul Pirillo, Mike Reese, and the rest of our crew on Patriots All Access, I'm Bob Soucy. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. We'll talk to you again next week on Patriots All Access. So long, everyone.